This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guest, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife Podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host or guest and does not reflect that of the opinion of the Hot Wife Podcast's owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast, where we discuss all the good, the bad, and the really erotic of the swinger lifestyle. Hello, everybody. I'm just looking at my goofball husband. Doesn't he have a sexy voice? So I just love that opening.
Okay, oh, that's a different introduction than I'm used to. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, got to mix it up a little bit.
All I know is it's my voice. That's all I know.
I think you have a very sexy voice.
Well, at least I got something that's sexy.
Yeah, that's about it, though.
That's about it.
That's where it stops.
We're not going to push it. Yeah, go with that. Run with that. Can't see it from my house.
That's true. And then he's over here, like, taking his finger, pretending like it's up his nose, and while I'm doing my little thing, he's got his finger, like, shoved up his nose, like he's picking boogers. It's like, yeah, great.
Wow, that's a great start to the show.
I just love the way you were so mature.
I'm pretty sure that people really didn't give a fuck what I was doing.
Yeah, but that's why I was laughing.
Okay.
Because I started doing that, and, you know, and then you're like, had to one-up me like you always do. So there you go. We just can't be serious about anything.
Yeah, life's too short.
That's true.
That's what swinging is about. Life's too short. Have fun.
Have fun.
Life's too short. Have an orgasm.
Ooh, I want that on a t-shirt.
Well, you would, life's short, fuck everyone.
That can be taken a couple different ways.
Yeah, I mean, depending on your attitude and mood,
it could be fuck everyone or fuck everyone.
Yeah, well, fuck everyone or fuck everyone. Yeah, a lot of days my theory is fuck everyone.
He's such a happy man.
Fuck you.
Oh, so positive.
I'm positive. Fuck you.
I'm positively going to fuck you.
I didn't say that. I'm going to make you beg.
Oh, positively.
Yeah, no, there's no positive. You're like, yep, not going to happen.
Oh, it's okay. I had a headache anyway.
Wait, does today end in Y? Yeah. No, not today. did I fuck someone else earlier today? Yeah.
Yes, I did.
I used up all my tickets.
Used up all my tickets. Yeah. Only have so many tickets, you know.
I get one a day. And if I save them up, that gives me the special days. Anyway, again, the stuff we get out of the way real quick.
Sure.
Reach out to us. Please do. We'd love to hear from you guys. New people, old people, people with ideas. People with comments, statements, whatever. Email us, hotwifepodcast@gmail.com.
Nice.
If you want to see who Donna's doing.
See, okay, we're going to do that one. Okay. Yeah, you can see.
The way I happened to come into my head.
Okay, hotwifedonnalynn.com. We don't have anything written down here. We're just talking at our butts. So, speaking of butts.
Something like that. If you're putting something in your butt,
you might want to use spunk lube.
Maybe not, but you should.
But it might make things go in a little easier. If you use a little spunk lube, I highly recommend it.
And where can I buy spunk lube?
Glad you asked. That's spunklube.com. Did I slur that? Spunklube.com, sorry.
Now, is spunk lube sticky?
Oh, not at all. It's silky. Just like the real thing. In fact, their hybrid looks a lot like jism, which is very erotic.
It's almost funny, like the name. Yeah,
it's like, were they really doing that on purpose? I don't think so. I think it's a happy coincidence.
If there was a discount to be had, I might buy some.
Oh, you know what? Funny you should ask. If you go to the discount code when at the checkout, just type in the word hot wife and you get 10% off your purchase. You can't go wrong with that. buy the gallon.
He sells them.
I know, we have a gallon of
depends how much sex you have. You might want to consider a gallon.
You might want to consider that.
Yeah.
So, what were you going to say? You were in the middle of saying something.
I don't know. I say so much and mean so little. So check out 50 Shades of Pleasure, the swinger magazine we put together. It's free. It's a digital publication. You can get it on any mobile device or your computer. It's F-I-F-T-Y, shadesofpleasure.com. The first three issues are up, and it's free, like I said. Please, by all means, check it out, read it, tell friends.
Look at the pictures.
If you have something you want to write, an article, a story, whatever, like in this month's issue, we actually have one of our friends and a reader and a listener to the podcast actually submitted a story. And I actually put the whole thing in. He thought it was going to be broken up over two issues. I just chose to...
put the whole thing in?
Put the whole thing in, just like sex.
Put the whole thing in.
It's like, give it a whole inch. So...
Yeah, make her scream for more.
Yeah. Please, do you have any more? Please. That can't be all you have.
Let's not talk about your shortcomings.
Oh, yeah.
It's not nice to air your dirty laundry, huh? For the tens of listeners that listen.
For the 10 listeners.
10 listeners.
So anyway, again, I'm going to give a quick thank you to everybody who does listen. So we have way more listeners than we ever thought, and I haven't thanked everyone in a while. I want to thank you.
Yeah, we have 11 listeners, so thank you so much.
13.
13? Oh, lucky 13.
I got my mom to listen.
Oh, yeah, okay.
She thinks it's about swing sets.
Oh, swings.
I don't know why. What's so big about swing sets? And Donna's on these swing sets with all these other guys. Hope they don't get hurt.
Yeah.
Something happened. It splashed in Donna's eye. I'm not sure what was going on there.
You got to be careful with those swing sets. Maybe things are loose on them. Maybe oil.
Yeah, there's some things loose on there. Anyway. So what did you determine today's topic is?
The importance of fantasy.
Okay.
We've always talked about, like, your biggest sex organ is your mind. Yep. And if you don't have fantasies, I won't say you don't have anything. I'll just say that sex is certainly heightened by the indulgence of fantasy.
Well, one of the first things that comes to my feeble little mind is, is if you, okay, like when you were younger, like, you know, first teenagers and you first started thinking about sex, it was just sex. You didn't need fantasy. It's just like you wanted to just have sex. The hormones were raging.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, you might fantasize, oh, I want to fuck that girl over there so bad.
That's fantasy. I remember. It is.
You know, like, a person I work with, I mean, God, they're so sexy. I want to fuck them. I mean, most of the women in this county are like, oh, my God, there's Vince. I want to fuck him.
ladies, one at a time.
Well, not necessarily.
Well,
no stampede away from me, please.
No, well, wait a minute. Well, I remember vividly, I was probably in junior high or high school, and I remember in algebra class going into fantasy, thinking about fucking my boyfriend or whoever at the time, you know, just daydreaming about.
Do you want to call that a fantasy or a daydream? I think there's a difference.
You think there's a difference between a daydream and a fantasy?
Yeah. If it's something you can achieve easily, it's not really a fantasy, is it?
Sure.
Is it? See, to me, fantasies are things that are kind of...
unobtainable?
A lot more difficult to obtain. I won't say unattainable. I'll say things that it's like, oh my God, I want to, you know, fuck my wife up on the torch of the Statue of Liberty. Looking out over... It's like, well, I can do it.
Maybe.
Getting up to the torch might be a problem. Not getting arrested could be a problem. You know, but
it's still a fantasy.
It's still fuck my
okay,
wife.
So there are fantasy. But there's
the thing
a
is,
level
you sit there
of...
and go, I can't wait to see my wife and fuck her.
Okay, that's a daydream.
That's a daydream, so to speak, because you can have that. But I think the fantasy, my opinion, the line between the two is, it's like, oh my God, I want to, you know, fuck, you know.
Yes.
Whoever, you know, just let's say someone fantasy or, you know, I want Donna to wear rabbit ears and a cottontail on her ass. And
I'll be right back.
And you know, camouflage Crocs and her nipples to be pierced. And it's like, well, she's not going to do that.
I have half of those things. I just have to get my nipples pierced.
Right, that's a fantasy. You only have half.
okay, so fantasies are definitely maybe not quite as obtainable. Well, I'm not going to say they're not obtainable, but they're a little bit more. And a daydream is something that you could actually go out and do.
My opinion. I mean, I
can see that.
I think a daydream is something obtainable. Is that something you can't do at that moment?
Ah, yes. Okay.
Where fantasy is something that's going to be a lot more difficult or almost impossible. Like, you've had little fantasies of being held in a
cave,
like a hospital or something, with a straitjacket on, and the orderlies come and take full advantage of you and stuff like that. You're a willing participant. You're not being raped.
Right, right.
But, okay.
That's obtainable. We used to have a gurney. We could have done it. We could have done that. You know?
But the scenario. The fantasy, you're in your fantasy, you're picturing this dark,
dingy room.
Hospital.
You know what I'm picturing. Maybe it's a nice, bright, pretty hospital.
It could be. Okay.
No, it's usually dark, dimly lit, borderline, you know.
Like one of the surgical lamps over the bed.
And, yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, a little bit scary.
Yeah. Achieving that's, you know,
I mean,
but when
difficult.
You go into your head, whenever, whether it's during sex or whatever, or when you're masturbating or whatever, you picture that scenario. You don't picture, you know, there's a lot to it.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. That is interesting that you see there the difference between daydream and fantasy. I hadn't really thought of it quite like that. I kind of had a more bleed into each other more, but is interesting.
There's a fine line.
Yeah, it's definitely a fine line. I never
think
really
daydreaming is generally, you know, it's like, oh, I'm daydreaming. I want to, you know, just go down to the cigar shop and take a glass of bourbon with me and just sit there and have a nice cigar and no one bug me. It's obtainable.
Wait, that could be a fantasy.
It's obtainable.
Yeah.
It's a daydream. You know, versus like, well, I'm going to go down there and, you know, Elizabeth Hurley's going to come in and fucking sit on my face and, you know, suck my dick while I smoke my cigar. No. Much as she wants to.
I know she does. She keeps emailing me and texting me. It's getting a little bit embarrassing here.
Well, but, you know, so that's my two cents on that.
No, that makes sense. I can see that.
But I've talked to mostly women and asked them, so what are your sexual fantasies? And a lot of women, I don't have any.
Yikes. Now,
either A, too shy to say them, or B, they don't have them.
Well, where does your mind go when you're having sex? I mean, I can concentrate on the sensation of whatever is going on with my nether regions while I'm being fucked or eaten or whatever, but that's very one-dimensional. There's so much more where my mind wanders into different I might go through a half a dozen different scenarios of what's going on.
Half a dozen different
men. Sometimes, but there's also scenarios going on fantasy wise while that's all going on, and it's almost like a, you know, there's what the fuck is that
starts with sounds like
pinballs.
Three
syllables. No, the pinballs, like the balls going all over the place. My mind is literally jumping from scenario to scenario to scenario, and so I find one that fits, like that's going to take me there. I know you've even said that you had trouble coming because your mind couldn't stay focused on one fantasy, one scenario. Mm-hmm. So that happens in my mind, but to not have that, just have the sensation of what's going on. Is nice,
sure,
but well, I want to evolve myself and go to a different level. You know what I'm saying? Does that make any sense
for me? Yeah, I mean, I can obviously have orgasms just sitting there, concentrated on the feeling.
Right, right.
Okay, I'm 57, bearing down on 58 now.
Oh,
and geez. It doesn't poor thing. Like I could be sitting there having sex with somebody that turns me on.
besides your wife, thanks.
That isn't. But
that is not your wife, as I just said.
But anyway, no, I could just sit there and enjoy the feeling, but I'm not a teenager. I don't come in 30 seconds anymore. So if I concentrate on just a feeling and enjoy that, I could probably go 45 minutes to an hour easily.
Oh, yeah, easily.
But if you know, I want to get it done today. you know, you go into your little mental game, your fantasy or fantasies. And at that point, you know, once I open that door, you know, open up the closet with all the fantasies in there, you sit there and it's like, well, I like this one and I like this one. And this one kind of overlaps with that one and that one. And oh, it's just like, okay, where, you know, and for me, but there's times that I'm able to get into one.
Right.
And, you know, again, you get into that one, all of a sudden you take a 1 hour session, all of a sudden now it's 20 minutes.
Right, right. Not to mention, I find if I just were to concentrate on the sensation, I don't think the orgasm is going to be as strong as if I go into my little fantasy. It just, I don't know why it heightens that sensation. I have no idea, but I can just transcend myself into that particular scenario to the point that I can feel what's happening in my fantasy and I can meld them or like overlap them as to what's happening in reality.
Well, think of it this way, I'm guessing. It's like, again, I don't claim to be a medical professional or whatever.
Right.
If I think, how turned on do you get? Like, if you're just sitting here without thinking about sex, you're not getting turned on, generally.
Generally.
Depends. If you start thinking about a fantasy when you're not even you get horny. So it builds automatically. You get that. So it's the same thing. It's like, okay, it can feel good, and I can enjoy that, and I'll get there eventually.
Right.
But when I add in the mental game.
Right.
It just, you know, it you know, throws the fucking extra gas on the fire and poof. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, I agree, especially if you have somebody that is attuned to your fantasies. Maybe they know what kind of dirty talk will get you there. Like while they're doing stuff to you, they can be talking to you about things, and that helps too.
Tell me if I'm wrong with this one. The other thing that changes it without the fantasy part.
Okay.
So, like, you have a couple boy toys that you really enjoy playing with.
A couple.
So you don't have to. A couple dozen that you don't have to get, you don't have to get into your mental game. Just that person is the arousal. That's almost that mental game. Like, oh my God, I'm, you know, this guy's muscular and everything else. And, you know, he you know,
and not my husband.
Yeah, well, yeah, whatever. That. Yeah. I don't turn myself on either.
Stop it. I love you. You know that. Yeah,
sorry, but no, I mean, the excitement of, I don't want to say conquest, but, something strange. We've talked about how strange sex is always so erotic.
It is.
You know, you could be with the person you love that you're with 90% of the time, but the strange stuff, because it's something different and, you know, I can cook a steak on the grill and it'd be good and everything else, but somehow when you go out someplace, it generally tastes better.
Sometimes with the food analogy, not so much, but with the person.
Well, thank you. I know.
Yeah, I actually enjoy your cooking very, very much. But being with somebody that's exciting to you and you don't, it's this quote strange sex is very exciting. And you know what? You've said it before. It's not always that it's better. It's just different, which makes it very erotic.
Which is a form of a fantasy.
Is that a form of the fantasy?
In a way. It's like, oh my, again, you could think about the tabooness.
Oh, true, true, okay.
Yeah, you know, when you're with somebody like the gentleman you played with earlier, who you've played with numerous times.
Oh, numerous, yes.
You know, been on hot dates with him a few times everything else. He's comfortable. I'm not saying you don't enjoy him.
Yeah.
But it's comfortable.
It is very comfortable.
Just like someone that, like me, your husband, I'm comfortable. It's, you know, that old pair of shoes. It's not special. It's comfortable. It's enjoyable.
I see your point. I'm not sure if that's, I'm not that. Yeah, he is very comfortable, but not that comfortable.
Well, yeah, but I mean, versus someone.
I've only met like for 15 minutes.
Not even.
Yeah.
Someone shows up. We hang out with him for half an hour talking whatever. And everything else. And, you know, you're like, oh, my God, he's a lot hotter than his pictures.
Right,
And all of a sudden you kiss him before you get into the bedroom. It's like, oh, my God, he's a good kisser. It's like
the motor gets running, the gears get greased up,
you know.
A lot of things get greased up. Who are you kidding?
Yeah. If you do that, use spunklube.com. 10% discount if you type in hot wife in the checkout area. Anyway,
shameless plug. shameless.
No,
you're right. And it's not that it's good or bad or better. It's just, it's different because that excitement of the unknown, maybe that's it.
Sure.
You know, that's why I always tell guys, you know, some of my guys, when they come in, they just want to get naked right away. I'm like, no. Leave your undergarment, whatever you want to call it, shorts or whatever, whatever you're wearing. Leave them. They come in their commando, kind of like takes the fun out for them because I want to be surprised. I don't want to be like, I already know.
I've said that before, too. Yeah, to me, like one of the erotic things is, we don't go necessarily checking out cock pictures or anything else. It's not as important.
No, it's not as important.
So watching you unwrap the package and seeing it for first time.
Yeah, see?
I find it erotic watching your facial expressions.
Yeah, especially because...
seeing it's like, okay, well, she didn't giggle when he puts his pants on.
No, I didn't.
Oh, wow, that one took her eye out. Jesus Christ.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, some guys... Like, oh. There have been some guys that had no dick pics in their profile at all. Not a one, which I find very...
teasing.
Yeah, more erotic.
Sure.
And then the guy that has all he has is dick pics. It's like, all right, so what am I, you know?
It's insecurity.
I don't know what it is.
They think they have to offer is a cock.
It's like, guys, you're so much more than that. Stop it. If you want to put one in, that's fine. So we know what we're getting into, but... I think it's more fun if I don't know. I have no idea what he's coming to the table with. And I pull down whatever underwear he's wearing and it just pops out all ready to go, sure, saying hello, like, you know, a glorious morning.
Hello, Frisco.
So it's fun, you know, boing, yeah, pretty much. It's like, yahoo. And he's ready to go. It's cool, man. I get a jolly out of it.
What do you think? And I have my answer.
Right.
I think some relationships, people are afraid to admit they have fantasies because they're afraid that the fantasy will either, one, expose them for something they don't want to admit, or B, expose something that their significant other will not be happy with. Like my old relationship, my old marriage, if I ever said to her that I didn't, but if I ever had the fantasy of fucking another woman or women or whatever, she would have fucking flown off the fucking hook. Yeah, you know, it's okay for her to want to fuck other men, but
exactly.
But that was that relationship. But anyway, you know, you could sit there and like, or somebody who's like, well, you know, I really like to suck a dick with you. It's like what?
Okay,
but I mean, you know, people are like, you know, they have that macho complex,
right?
And now they want to come out and say, well, I'm not saying that myself. I'm just
of course not, dear one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if you're in this area and you're not opposed to whiskers on your penis.
Stop it. Well, you have to, again, we've gotten back to you. You got to be true to yourself.
Oh, you should own it. I mean, it doesn't have to be something I like, believe me. But no, I support people who, as much as, like, I've been making a lot of jokes about the ass eating thing, okay?
that one's a long, long standing joke. I wrote a song about it. here it goes.
But I mean, whatever. If that's your thing, if you desire to have a woman or man eat your ass,
go for it.
I'm talking about the man. Like I said, I'm all about the eating a woman's ass.
Okay.
But
I see the double standard here.
Yeah, good. I don't have to. I'll erase it from the whiteboard now. That picture is getting offensive. but I mean, if that's your thing, in all fairness, go for it, man. Own it. That's great. When that young guy came out and says, "Hey, would you eat my ass?"
I'm like, I say, "I sure will."
Yeah, and that's great. I mean, I respect him for owning that.
Owning it. No, yeah, he was like, oh my God, it was so awesome. I remember was with another in an older relationship, and I was very inexperienced or had not experienced a bisexual relationship with another woman. And I remember I told him, I was like, you know, I really have this fantasy about being with another woman,
sure,
in a threesome or her. Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. You would have thought I raped and murdered little children.
Like you tried to cheat on them.
worse than that. Like I was murdering little children or something really horrific. Oh, you and your fucking lesbian fantasies. Oh, you know what happened? Like several years after that, I might have even said it on the show. Mr. Douchebag. Oh, had a threesome with me and another woman. Oh, fuck you, I guess, was so terrible with my lesbian fantasy. Fuck you. I don't know what the fuck his problem was. It's like, dude, really? I don't know why he was so offended.
He was afraid that you were going to have a... The same as some men don't like their woman to have a vibrator dildo. It's like, oh my God, you won't need me.
Oh, yeah.
Who I the guarantee fuck's gonna, it's an insecurity. It's
who's going to mow the lawn? You can bring up my vibrator, put it next to the lawnmower. Mow the lawn. Hang on.
The old house had a lawn that was like 5 foot wide by fucking 20 place? Feet long.
What about?
Yeah, so you pass the lawnmower twice, you're done. But anyway.
Okay, who's going to take out the trash? Okay.
He didn't.
It doesn't matter. The vibrator's not going to do it either. Yeah, well. Get my rabbit out there. Okay, no. Take out the trash. Take out the trash. Go ahead. You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, but again, like, we could talk about old relationships as a whole other show. But I mean, that's one of the part of fantasies, I think, that people might not reveal their fantasies because of that fear of how the other one is going to react.
Yeah, the repercussions. I get it. I got an earful. I got an earful that day. I was very young. I was only like 16. 15.
Oh, okay. I was thinking it was your...
My last boy. No.
Oh, okay.
This guy's actually been dead for like 20 years already. Starting out little boyfriends.
I know what you're talking about now. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, but, it was weird because you're like, oh, you and your lesbian fantasies. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, what
the? I have lesbian fantasies all the time.
I'm sure you do. Yeah. I mean, a lot of men have lesbian fantasies. Yeah. But I just don't understand his reaction. I guess even to this day, I'm
past
like,
that, but
the
whole thing with fantasy, like I said, is I think you have those fears of fantasy. I think fantasies are very important.
Oh, I think so too.
And when people tell me they don't have fantasies, then it's like, no, you have fantasies. You're afraid to admit them. Maybe it's something too strange. It's like, I have a fantasy. I want to get fucked by, 17 guys while I have a, remember those things as a kid that are a stupid toy now? It's a stick with a fucking propeller on it. You blow.
A twirly bird type thing.
Whatever they're called. Yeah. I want one of those in my ass while I'm getting fucked by 17 guys, you know? And
I'd pay to see that.
I didn't say it was my fantasy. Relax.
I didn't say it was yours. But
you can buy that video on my many videos.
Sure.
My OnlyFans section is not there. And I have a thing saying it's not a sexual device. It's a toy.
Can't have that in your ass. You can't use that for sex. My God.
Yeah, well, I want to be fucked in the ass. I have two alligators biting each one of them, biting my nipples.
That won't. It's not going to end well.
For the alligators or me?
I would say definitely it would not end well for you, for sure. The alligators might make out better on this one.
That's not part of my fantasy.
Oh, yeah, of course not. Okay. Well, the thing is, people that say they don't have fantasies, either A, they're artistically bankrupt, which I find that hard to believe. If you're a sexual creature.
There's plenty of people that aren't creative.
Yeah, but I if you have a fantasy, you have allowed your mind to experience things and allowed your mind to work out these scenarios and try on different personalities and scenarios. And it was like your analogy, like opening up the door and it's kind of like a closet and you have all these things hanging down, like clothing or all different fantasies, and you have to go through and find out one that fits. And if you are a living, breathing person, I'm sure your mind goes off on these tangents to some degree. Whether you call them a fantasy or not is kind of irrelevant. Does it? I mean, I think everybody's mind goes and tries on different things.
I would like to think.
Yeah, I mean, I do. I try on all kinds of things.
Well, I think as human beings, I mean, look at, they invented the car.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, wow, this is great. I can get from here to there
right
a lot quicker than walking. Then all of a sudden it's like,
oh, we can fuck in the back of it.
Well, besides that, that's a whole other show. Things that have been invented, they go right to sex.
They go right to sex.
But no, I'm talking more like we always have to kick it up in a sense of like, oh yeah, I got a car, but it's like, okay, it takes me an hour to get from here to there with this car.
I see where you're going.
Well, you know what? If I make the motor go faster, I can get there in half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, can I get there faster? Let's crank it up even more. Let's crank it up, you know. And the same thing goes with sex. Like, oh, well, that one finger felt good in my ass.
Let's try two, three, a fist.
Yeah, that's, you know, I mean, how else did fisting come about? You know, I mean, I don't want to know.
Four fingers just wasn't enough.
Yeah, you know, it was like the thumb felt left out.
Exactly. Yeah, but humans, like you just said, you can say that across the board, not just with sex. I mean, I'm talking the whole gamut.
Sure.
You take it to a plateau, and as humans, we have to climb the next mountain. And look at Mount Everest. I mean, literally climbing mountains. And well, why? Because
something as simple as look at nurses. You know, for how many years were nurses considered such a, and still, sure, to some sexual fantasy.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh my God, she's going to give me a sponge bath.
Yeah, right on the same page.
You know, and stuff like that. You know, like, back when they wore skirts, like, oh,
dresses,
Oh, she bent over to pick up my bedpan. Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, those white stockings are, you know, they're sweaty. Yeah. Yeah. Love those pantyhose.
But, you know, so it's, we've, everything is fantasy built into everything. Whether someone admits it or not, they have some fantasy, whether they realize it's a fantasy. Yeah. You know, does a woman who says, no, I don't have any fantasies, but she goes to the car wash every week and it's like, Raul, dry my car.
Dry that car, oh, baby. My God. You get in there, use some elbow grease.
Oh, he's drying the roof of my car, and his crotch is right there against my window. You know, whatever. But I'm saying, but how much of those kind of fantasies they don't want to talk about? They're afraid. If I tell my husband I would love to have Raul when he's drying my car hop in the back seat, wet. You know, wet me, you know, or I want to come out of the car wash with a sparkle, you know, with a spot for your rinse and have him dry me off. And he wants to charge me $79 to do that to me. Do you have $80 I can borrow? No, never mind. Anyway.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, or like I said, someone that is afraid to admit. I mean, we're seeing more and more of it, and that's great. I mean, I think, like I said before, people should own their... As long as everyone is consenting and agreeing and of age.
That's but the preface.
If a husband sits there and goes, you know what, honey? I want to see you suck another man's dick.
Right.
Okay, honey. But hang on, honey.
Mm-hmm.
I want to help you suck another man's dick. Or more recently, I've heard a lot of this lately. You know, there's a friend of ours that that I met through the gun store.
Okay.
And he's, you know, he's like, oh, Vince, I want to see you fuck my wife.
Oh, yes.
It's like, okay, well, I'd like to fuck your wife, but your wife's not into that, so it's okay. But he's like, oh, man, he says, I want to send her to your house and have you fuck the shit out of her and send her home, and then I'm going to clean up her pussy with your cum. It's like, it's like, okay. Does she know you? No, she has no idea that.
Like, see, that's one. Yeah, he might.
You know,
he's
afraid to admit that. Whatever, however you want to word it, I'm not going to put a name on it. You know, that they have this fantasy that they think their significant other is going to go, you're sick.
Yeah, I could see something like that meeting with a lot of resistance or some resistance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wouldn't be that. Yeah, that they may not go
to different people.
To different people.
Yeah. I mean, you know. I'm not saying it, not claiming it, not thinking it. But if I came to you, let's say something happened, a cinder block fell on my head, and I go, yeah, I think I want to help you suck cock. You would sit there and go, what? And then go, okay.
Okay.
Then I'd sit there and go, wait, before we do it, grab it, other cinder block.
Bash me in the head.
Hit me in the head one more time.
Because, yeah, it's unappealing to you. That's why.
Well, I don't like lima beans. It's the same thing. It's not a it's not a flavor I want.
Come lima beans.
Cock. No. Lima beans. No. Nope.
caucus right up there with lima beans, huh? Yeah. Or right down
I'll
there.
I'll eat lima beans first.
Okay, now I see where cock is on
I'll
the list.
I'll eat a bushel of fucking lima beans. But those who want to eat cock, God bless you.
Or lima beans.
Or lima beans. I'm not judging. That's great. Now, if you want to eat lima beans with a cock, you're sick.
No, yeah, that could get dangerous.
Depends how hot the lima beans are. You burned my penis.
Or you're chewing lima beans. You know what I mean? Sorry, that's your dick. I'm sorry. Thought you were a lima.
That would go beyond a dry heave. That would just be pure vomit.
Well, you can confuse some black guy's dick with a lima bean. We have a whole lot more in trouble here.
A guy's dick that looks like a lima bean. Anyway.
Okay.
I'm not judging. I'm really not judging.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's all good.
So back to where we were. But so fantasy is in our opinion, is a very important part of sex.
Yeah, I still go back to it allows my mind to express things that I can't always do in the physical world.
Do you find yourself going to fantasy more on higher stress times?
No, it seems to be pretty. If higher stress times,
you can get that little 5 degrees of separation from reality. Where if you're just sitting here going for the feeling, which may or may not feel good.
Right, right.
But you're still kind of connected to reality. Whereas when you can get into your fantasy.
You said higher stress. What does that mean?
Well,
I mean stress like
you have
negative
bills.
Stress?
You have.
Okay, yeah, that kind of stress.
Things going on in everyday life that you're sitting there, we're playing around and you're like, you just have a hard time. You're just like, I got to do this at work tomorrow. I got to do that, this, that, boom, boom. You know, you sit there and you're thinking about that and not enjoying the moment.
Right.
But to get into the moment, if you can separate it through fantasy. Do you find that being more, if you find yourself in a situation where you're there and it's like, oh my God. As soon as he gets done fucking me, I got to go, clean the kitchen floor, pay the electric bill. I have to make sure I send an email to that client. Check in your watch. Jesus Christ.
While paint he's here, ceiling.
I'm looking at I've got to paint this fucking bedroom. Got to remind him to shower once in a while.
Oh, stop. Oh. Sometimes all that stuff I find is static, and it does. It's very... it gets in the way of my fantasy, so it...
What's I'm saying? So
yeah.
What I'm saying is, without going into fantasy, those type of things happen, and then you sit there and go, okay,
I have to
forget that so I can enjoy the moment.
Exactly.
So I have to go to fantasy.
To block out the static of everyday life.
Yeah, pretend I'm fucking my husband.
Well, no, I never do that.
That's what alcohol's for.
Stop it. I love you. You know that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah, I've noticed.
I could be wrong. I'm expressing my opinion.
If I'm really distracted by the day.
I'm offended.
Yeah, you're offended. All right. Sometimes it's hard for me to get even into the fantasy.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So once I can get into that fantasy, then I'm good.
And I've expressed this to you with my severe back pain. There's times I can get in my fantasy fine, and then there's times the pain is so insurmountable.
Yes, yeah.
I can't get into the fantasy. I can't get into the mindset I need to be in the situation I'm in.
Yeah, exactly. So. And that could be with a lot of things. And pain is definitely one of them as you get older. Not that we would know.
Not that I know.
But yeah, as you get older, there are more pains. You can't get into those, different positions. I can't be on my knees too much. I can't be this. I have a shoulder issue. So I can't, doggy can be kind of painful if I'm in that position too long. So yeah, I know what you mean. So yeah, all those things. You have to take into account and in consideration they're going to affect your fantasy and how well you'd be able to get into your mental game to achieve an orgasm. It's like a domino effect. Okay. It's
okay. So here's a twist on it now.
Okay. There's a twist.
So
watch this. I'm twisting. Okay.
You might want to stretch. You can pull something.
At this age. Yeah, you're right.
So, okay. So now your partner's fantasy.
Right.
How it might be something you're not necessarily into. Okay, I can't think of an example. I'm not going to try.
Right.
But how much can that help when you can feed into it, even if it's a oral thing? I don't mean, you know, blowjob. I'm talking like, you know, I enjoy seeing you with other men.
Oh, you mean verbal, not oral? Do you mean
same
verbal?
Same thing, verbal, yes.
They're different.
So, well, okay, yeah, they are. So when, and you've seen it, like, you're like, well, I can't really talk with your cock in my mouth.
Roar, roar, roar.
That's okay, but, you
here,
know,
here,
I'm going to get you.
Let me just move the cock to the side.
I'm going to get you those things like they use in aircraft carriers. You could do semaphore.
Oh, the little flags.
Yeah. Or you could do sign language and tell me the story. But, you know, so when you feed into some of my fantasy.
Right.
And you know, tell me that stuff, it adds. You've even said, it's like, oh my God, your cock just got even harder.
Yeah.
You know, so at what point can accepting someone's fantasy, your partner's fantasy, okay, let's pretend you're someone, okay, my friend who listens occasionally to the show.
Right.
And we've talked about him numerous times. With a gorgeous wife's not into swinging and everything else.
I know exactly what you mean.
To my knowledge, he has no issues or whatever. But how much do you think it could heighten? That's what I'm looking at, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think something like that could heighten if she says, okay, I'm not into this. I know what he wants. He'd love to see me fuck other guys. So if I played up the scenario and just said, so you'd like to see me, you know, fuck another guy, and this guy would be like this, and, you know, the guy I would fuck in front of you would look like this and have this and do this, and
yeah, but the premise,
you know,
the
trapeze
is
would be here and the safety
trapeze,
nets would be
there
down,
we go,
and,
goddamn trapeze,
you know,
yeah, but he knows that she's not into it. It has to be genuine. If she's, you know, there are fantasies. If she starts talking about that, he might get the idea,
you could
like
get
she's
the hope. You could get the hope as the person listening that's like, well, she's thinking about it, so she hasn't 100% ruled it out,
but she might be like, I'm just doing this to appease you because I know you like it. I'm not into this one, not even one little bit. And I think that you're sending the wrong message.
Sure.
Because then it's going to be like, yeah, the other night you were talking about you wanted to blah, blah, blah. And, and she's like, well, I'm just doing that so you would come faster.
So when you said you would wear the Mickey Mouse ears, you were only joking.
No, I would do that.
Okay.
As silly as they look, if that really floated your boat, dear, wear the Mickey Mouse ears.
All right, better.
And the goofy
That's
nose.
A small twat after all.
well, at least you didn't say it was a gaping hole after all.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's, so, yeah, I mean, I think it could help if you knew. And again, you could play it up and say, listen, I'm going to play it up a little bit. I haven't ruled it out 100%. Just leave it at that. You don't have to go any more than that.
Yeah, it's ruled out 99.9%.
You give the smallest glimmer of hope, you can overlook the fact that this is never going to fucking happen.
Never fucking. And, you know, sometimes with fantasy, there are fantasies I know could never happen, and that's actually fine. Actually, there's some that in the past, I should say, they were fantasies, and they actually did come to fruition. So that's kind of a bad example. But at the time, I didn't think that anything would happen. So, and it was fine as a fantasy by itself, and it was safe. Like, I didn't have to worry about, like, actually having to deal with that being a reality.
The whole circus.
Yeah, there we go. But in my fantasy, you know, having sex on a trapeze was just awesome. I flipped around. His dick went right into my pussy just right. And he flipped me around and then went right into my ass. He was like, perfect. It was, and then we like took apart and we came down and like landed on the net on the bottom. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Yeah, I hear that.
No, okay. I mean, well, sometimes it doesn't need to happen.
I think you could find middle ground. If your partner has a fantasy, it might be something you're not into.
Right.
We'll call this where fantasy and role playing kind of overlap.
Yeah.
You can sit there and you know what? You want me to be the whore? You know, I'm talking as my buddy's wife.
Oh, you can be the whore. I don't mind.
I've had my moments.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, stockings with the seam up the back.
Man, you kill it. Oh, boy.
But
such muscular legs.
The couple we're talking about, she could sit there and say, listen, I'll role play with you. I'll pretend to be the slut you want me to be. Yeah.
Just realize that this, as long as you're not giving somebody a false
hope.
Yeah, false pretense. Absolutely. Yeah. That actually might open some doors. If you start talking like that and you see how aroused, she might see how aroused her husband gets with his role playing and how it might even become exciting to her, even though she's not making the leap into the reality. Keeping it in that role play slash fantasy might actually just open the idea. Well, it
might
to
open
something.
Her mind up and see, you know what, that is kind of hot.
And it's kind of hot.
You know, I didn't want to really play with another guy, but all of a sudden, my husband wants to see me with it, and I see it affects him.
Right, right.
You know, I mean,
it would have to be the right guy.
It's like all of a sudden, it's like, okay, well, what kind of guy would I mess around with?
Exactly. You know,
it could, it could feed to it. Yeah, you know, whatever.
Well, once you start talking about, I mean, this is, could go across many different platforms. When you start talking about things, and then you start
opening up your mind.
Opening up your mind and kind of unraveling all these different scenarios and the pitfalls that might happen. I'm not just talking fantasy as sexual. This could be a lot of things. You start coming to terms with it, and I think you become more accepting. That's what I was trying to get to. Yep. It's like you become more accepting to the whole thing. And so then if this does come about, she might say, hey, you know what? Maybe playing with another guy isn't that far away. That could actually happen. But if you don't start, if you don't talk about it, you don't think about it, it's like null and void. You divorce it from your mind. It's never going to go anywhere. It's never going to happen.
Sure.
It's never going to make it to the table as an idea.
Yeah. Well, again, like one of the things that didn't force me. One of the things that led me into swinging was my uncle, who I was close with.
Right.
You know, he was not that much older than I was, 6 years older.
Right.
And watching him die from cancer and realizing how fragile life is.
Yeah.
So sometimes something like that, pardon me, too, could help people discover swinging or...
Well, anything that gives you pleasure in life. Yeah, freedom. You know,
that's like, you know what? Life is fragile. You know what? Is it really so bad that my husband wants or wife wants to see me have... orgasms?
I can think of worse things.
Oh, a lot worse things. You know, saying it's like, really, that's all it boils down to. Is like, if you want to get down to the hot wife lifestyle, we're swinging, but I'm going to go with hot wife.
Sure.
Cuckolding, whatever you want to call it, you know, is your significant other wants you or wants to see you have more orgasms, wants you to have pleasure.
And that could be not just sexual pleasure. Like if you just take it out of the context of sex, that could be things.
Yeah, it's a matter of, and tell me I'm wrong, that you know, you get done playing with someone and you had a bunch of orgasms and you know they had one or two or 17, whatever.
One or 17.
They leave, you feel good about yourself. It's like, oh my, you feel sexy because you know they were turned on by you, you were turned on by them, you made them come.
Right, right. I mean,
there's certain like, ego boost.
Yeah, it
like at the parties when I get done playing with however many women,
right?
And they're all, you know,
disheveled and
whatever. But you know, there's an ego boost.
Sure, you feel good about yourself, and you made them feel good, so that's good.
No one was hurt. You didn't insult anybody or whatever, and you know. So I mean, that's the worst thing that comes out of it. So anyway, so that was our take on how important fantasies are.
Fantasies are very important.
Yeah,
I think so.
So if you haven't explored it, you need to explore you and your partner's fantasies.
I agree. Yeah, and if you can make the joint effort and you can, if it's not just one-sided, it certainly, like we said before, heightens the whole experience. I agree with that.
Yeah. Sometimes it might take a little bit of alcohol and you sit down there both buzzed and just sit to really have a heart-to-heart talk about fantasies and you might find something out. So... anyway, so I want to thank you for listening. And again, until next show.
Have a great night, everybody.